Blog Talk Radio.
You're a dinosaur, Callahan. Your ideas don't fit today.
Just what ideas are these? That murder is a crime, that it shouldn't be punished?
Hey, don't you lecture me, you son of a bitch. You know who you're talking to? You know my record?
Yeah. You're a legend in your own mind.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Oh Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia, oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the battle of Waterloo, beside it the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. She can give you a view of the world in tattoo if you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Lydia, oh Lydia, oh have you seen Lydia, oh Lydia the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia, oh Lydia, the champ of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka and jazz, with a view of Niagara that no artist has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. And Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Come and take a look at the old faithful geyser. Here we have the bloodhounds that chasin' Eliza. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Lydia, oh Lydia, oh have you seen Lydia? Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia.
And now live from coast to coast, I hope my sound's five by fivers.
Ooh.
It's the Possum Hour theme. Lancer, brought to you by Benson Hedges. Something like that. Yeah, they're running that one somewhere. I can't remember. But I did see an episode of it not too long ago. Anyway, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope my sound is 5x5, like I said. you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead's full of promise. May possibly set you on that path. Can you believe we actually had, like, real celebrity on the show? Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of gluten-free gluten and new double-stuffed gluten with extra gluten. We thank them again for their gluten and for their patronage. Tonight's underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Sherempa. You're listening to the Garage Network. Thank you, folks. I'm glad to hear it. It's on you now. Home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. I'm slurring. Resemble that remark. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley and the World of Fuzz. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Vin Blortwistle, expert kung fu cake decorator. Duh! Expert kung fu cake decorator. And Thursday, Chunk Bluster looks for his keys. Friday, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. The funniest show you'll ever hear. And it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Right here on planet Earth, home of dumb people. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Yeah, she got the woo. Karate chop candle holders and shit. All right, but first, a word from our sponsor.
New meaty bone is a barking good treat. Bark if you like meat. There's a biscuit in the middle wrapped with meat. Bark if you like meat.
Introducing Meaty Bone, the first dog biscuit made with real meat. Inside, there's a crunchy biscuit to help keep your dog's teeth clean and strong. Outside, there's a delicious coating made with real meat.
New Meaty Bone is a barking good treat. Bark if you like meat.
New Meaty Bone, made with real meat.
Hello?
Well, somebody licked the skillet clean. Somebody ate up all the beans. When I got there, there was nothing left but two dry bones on a pantry shelf. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yo,
you, possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ Gumby!
Is everybody happy?
Interesting theme song there. The hell?
Oh, the Lancer?
Yeah, no, the one that was that introduction to me there, that little piece you put.
Oh, yeah, your intro. I like that one, man. That's a beauty. That's very very royal.
Yes, indeed.
I only had three beers. I can't say royal.
The Canadian beers, man.
No, I started with the low balls, man.
Okay.
Couple innocent natties, that's it. But I haven't eaten anything, and I am bushed. Holy crap, man. We're getting too old for this game, babe.
You're doing a lot, are you? You're a busy man?
Hey, yeah. It's getting exciting here in the month of April. Down there at the Don Hilton tonight. And luckily got a few tips because I misread, I didn't take the directions right, and I was supposed to valet park my truck.
Yeah.
And I knew that was an option, but I'm figuring, well, they'll just validate my parking if I park, right? So.
Yeah.
I went in and parked. I don't want anybody driving my truck, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything wrong with that?
A lot of people don't like that. No, not at all.
I like people in my truck, man.
I never liked that idea.
I mean, I don't know if these young kids can drive a stick shift or not. What the hell, man? Anyways. I was like, well, okay, let's see if we can get this validated. And they're like, no, you got to do the valet parking if you want free parking. So I was going to have to give my keys to the guy, and then he's going to have to move my truck to the valet parking. I was like, I'll take the hit. Which I knew it was 15 bones for the parking. So luckily I got enough tips to cover my parking.
There you go.
Fuck that. That's the last time
You got peace of mind. You got $15 for peace of mind is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And the beauty of it was, the really cool thing was, I ended up parking right next to the door that I came out, you know? Like,
oh,
I walked the far way around to get in, and then I said to the kid with the valet, he's a nice kid, I says, well, I'll take that one on the chin. But what's the best way to get to the parking, to the back of the parking garage where I'm parking? He goes, oh, yeah, just go through those doors over there. I'm like, cool. That son of a bitch. There was the truck.
Bam.
Right there. Yeah, baby.
Quick exit. I like it.
So that was cool. But I did have to.
Everything worked out for you, man.
Had to cough up three fins for it, but.
There we go.
That next time, don't park in a fucking Hilton lot, man. Across the street at the convention center and take the thing over, man. Anyways. So how was your weekend?
No biggie. Same old.
Or your week, actually. We didn't touch base on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no possum on Friday.
We could have actually done one, but I was so tired when I got home from that one.
Did you sleep? You're a busy man.
Tonight, man. I should have just... make it interesting tonight, what I'm saying. But as promised, we said we're going to blow up Will Smith.
Yes.
So.
One of his nice raps. You got one of his nice raps to blow up?
Lock and load.
Lock and load.
I picked the Wild Wild West.
Okay.
Remember that one? Wild Wild West.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it wasn't
good in that movie. It was Selma Hayek's ass. And you know that was probably somebody else's standing ass, but still it was good.
Oh, I didn't see. I never watched it.
Oh, you never seen the movie? No.
Nah.
She had one of those outfits on with the pooper flap, which was down.
Yeah, she's got nice everything. I like looking at her. Selma, do you mind if I just look at you?
She and Danny White.
She, oh yeah, there you go. I never really was a big fan of the show, to be honest. Blah, blah, blah. There it is. The truth is out. But I do admire William Conrad because he did his own stunt like a badass motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah. It was a silly show.
Here we go, man. Will Smith. On call. And you have warned. I warned you. I didn't come out of nowhere and bitch slap you. I'm telling you, bitch slapping now, motherfucker.
I hope it's a Puff Daddy version of the song, not that Sting piece of shit.
Rub the red in it. You feel like Bruce Bob Rush Rennett? Get ready.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
does that?
Oh, that was the Mad Heads.
Mad Heads, huh?
The Mad Heads, and that was the Ukrainian Horror Show was the name of the song.
That was good.
Ripped
it was
from
nice
today's
chat.
Headlines, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
I'm glad you said that because I had no idea. It wasn't phone friendly.
Ah.
Show was the only word I could pick out.
Yeah. Horror show, man. The horror show. What's going on right now?
Madheads. Like that name.
Yeah. Yeah. The, I guess the Ruskies backed off of Kiev. Or
yeah.
As we used to call it, Kiev.
Yeah, I've been following any of this.
I'd check it out in the morning, you know, but it's like, you know, how much can you trust of what you're hearing?
Yeah.
Be honest.
I check it every now and again on Yahoo.
Take everything with a grain.
So who
but,
knows?
You know, the Ruskies seem to be out of their league.
Good.
So I discovered. Yeah, do fuck Putin. Yeah, absolutely. At fuck Putin. Hashtag fuck Putin. I discovered
what
yesterday
did you discover? Yeah.
That the there is I believe we discussed this on the program. The last remaining Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Oh yeah.
Which I thought was here in Columbus.
Uh-huh.
In Reynoldsburg. And it's gone. But there is one more. There is one more Arthur Treacher's fish and chips that exists.
In the USA?
I fucking drove right past it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I mean, I drove past. I could have got off the exit, and I'd have been in fish and chips land, man.
No
Arthur
shit.
Treaching it up. Yeah, man. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. That's like south of Cleveland.
Well, you're close, man. It's Ohio.
Yeah, so if I go up and see the boy again, I'm going to fucking stop and get some.
Yeah. I used to like Arthur Treacher's.
That's great shit, man.
Yeah.
Love some Arthur
Treacher's. And I was back in the 70s, man. I'm shocked as hell that one still exists.
There's one left, man. Now, I know the one in Reynolds. I'm pretty sure the one in Reynoldsburg was the first one. But
yeah.
That's the last one. I told you they get the racks down there in Circleville. So I want to hit these places before
yeah.
they disappear, man.
Yeah, shit.
Fast food funk on.
And report back to us.
Absolutely, man. I wish I'd have known that before I went up there, man.
Uh-huh.
I'd have definitely stopped. I could have easily stopped on the way home. Grabbed me some fish and chips, man. Beauty.
I think that has the same design as the old days and everything. I don't remember what it looked like.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there they are at Opossum Lounge, Mall.
Opossum Lounge.
Yeah. Oh, you got a high Gumby phone from Apple Cheeks.
Yeah, hello there.
Smiley sweet face with a heart.
Yeah. Sweet Alice.
She's late because she needed toast.
Need a toast.
It was a toast emergency.
Oh.
It's in the bylaws.
It happens.
It's an excuse. Yeah, that's a valid excuse. GP's not chatting.
Stick?
He's playing Star Trek Fleet Command. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Toast on a stick?
Toast on a stick, yeah, man. I love it on a stick. It's always best on a stick. Larry Bud Melman.
Bud Melman. I'm Bud.
Anyway, the aforementioned Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Enjoying some toast.
Yeah.
Here's a toast. Good toast.
Now I got a hankering. Nothing on it, just toast.
I'll give it a clink.
Like Danny Aykroyd.
There you go. It's like over the weekend, man. Desire. What is desire? You know what desire is?
What is desire?
Desire is like when you're sitting there and you're thinking about Waffle House, right?
Yeah.
You're thinking about hash browns. You're thinking about cheese and shit. And then you really, really, really want some Waffle House, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's desire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hunger.
I'll go along with it.
I could have been hungry, too. I don't know.
Put a little romantic twist on it, but okay.
You ever been to Waffle House?
Nope.
Neither is the Pope.
Not a waffle guy. Not a waffle guy.
I've been there many times. I never had any waffles.
Okay.
It's fucking bacon and egg joint, man.
Yeah. Which is good. And good for
breakfast,
you.
Breakfast 24 hours a day. Where
My
do I find?
Meal.
I know, me too. They used to make fun of me in college. You know, we shared a house and shit. But I just make bacon and eggs every night for dinner.
I could live off of that myself.
Breakfast. Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming
out. Society says that's the breakfast meal. We got to stick to that. Fuck that. You're a rebel.
Hey, man.
You're a rebel, Commodore.
And I had toast. There was toast involved.
Got to have toast.
Got to have some toast with them
Put your scrambled eggs on the toast and bite into that bad boy.
Oh, I meant the dippy eggs. I get the dip. I make
okay.
the dip.
Dippy eggs.
Dippy eggs, yeah. Get it all messy. Hey, well, there's Dr. Cake is here. What I meant to say. Dr. Cake is here. And then it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
It would not.
Apple Cheeks, they have Denny's, where Apple Cheeks is. Those are getting harder to find. They've closed a lot of them Denny's.
I don't think I've ever been to a Denny's either.
Oh, that's where, well, like when me and George are on the road, if we see a Denny's, we got to stop. Because George loves to order moons over my hammy. He gets the biggest charge out of that. Nice when you can be entertained.
Yep.
They've come a cake, they've come a apple cheeks, and there's Ford Prefect himself.
Ford Prefect.
himself. Oh, Oaks Denny's just closed down. Yeah, you got to drive a little far piece to get to our Denny's. About an hour away. If I'm going to drive that far, I'm going to Arthur Treacher's. Fuck all the dumb shit, right? Oh, you know, it wouldn't be a horse's ass Horsehead Nebula without Ford Prefect. Huh? Who's your messiah now?
I love that video playing jazz to the horses.
I know, that was cool. That was very
cool.
That
is cool. Well, animals love jazz.
They love music. Absolutely. They're spiritual creatures, man. That's why, you know, when we eat them, we should... we should probably eat them, I guess. Anyway, thanks coming forward.
Ford Prefect.
There's G.T. Trenton. He's eaten lots of animals. Yeah, by this point, he's probably eaten a herd of buffalo or something.
A big water buffalo.
Did you ever eat horse meat?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think I've had buffalo.
In Korea, I don't know what the hell it was.
You go there, man.
I could have had dog.
Yeah. This one.
Archie Bunker had horse meat.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one episode.
I forgot about this one. Good one. D&E.
Background.
I've had buffalo and I've had ostrich. Rattlesnake.
Ooh, baby. You're a
venison.
Cowboy.
I haven't had a lobster. Learned they were immortal. Better living through possum hour. How you doing, GT, the strongest man on the internet?
GTO.
Able to lift tall buildings in a single grunt. Amazing.
GT.
Careful. You might poop a little. Kind of heavy. there's other people's eyes.
Oh.
He's jonesing for a moons over my hammy, man.
Not me, man. I'm jonesing for toast.
No apple cheeks. Yeah, I love lobster apple cheeks, but when I heard they were immortal, I kind of got weird about it. I haven't ordered it since. That's delicious. I love lobster. But
you would if Denny's had a funny name for it.
Yes, I know. That's what they need to do over at Denny's. Lobster Bobsters or something.
Yeah.
Lobster Bobsters. I don't know. They're not paying me to come up with funny names for their menu, okay? Now, if they would, you know, nowhere to find me.
They got a whole team of people who come up with that shit.
Yeah, a bunch of wannabes. Any operators. Alrighty, T. Trenton, our old pal Ope, nicest guy you'd ever want to meet over there. That's it, man. Booker T. Jeez.
Gee, that was a quick one.
I know, that was over too soon, dude. This one. What? I guess that was a.
That was even quicker.
Yeah, it was gone before it even got here, man. Okay, well, we're finishing things off. We've got Apple Cheeks House, Dr. Cake, Fort Prefect, G.P. Trenton, Other People's Eyes, otherwise known as the Usual Suspects, or the Possum Lounge. And here on the line is the one, the only, Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of Finance.
Good to be here.
And
good to be here, sir.
I believe you're correct, Ford. We do need a quickie. That's the Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen.
Possum Lounge. With your super host, Conrad.
As the Beaver.
Meaty Bone.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. But no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said, we got all that we can use. Now I've got them steadily pressing down my mills and working at the car wash blues. Well, I should be sitting in some air conditioned office in a swivel chair, talking me some trash to the secretary. I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit a-rubbing these cars. Well, all I can do is shake my head, 'cause you might not believe that it's true. For working at this end of Niagara Falls is an undiscovered Howard Hughes. So, baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in any highbrow society news, 'cause I got them steadily.
Car wash blues.
Where's the fucking?
I'm almost done. Woo! On Dragnet 1969.
Oh, I thought you were still doing Adam 12.
No, I'm done with 12, man. I'm almost done Dragnet. I get a kick out of it. They use the same people over and over again, even episode after episode.
There's that one lady with the blonde older lady with the glasses.
Yeah.
We just call her Dragnet lady.
Yeah, she's in practically every episode. They
you see, if you see
her
in something else, you go, hey, it's Dragnet lady. That's a great show. It's a great show.
Virginia Gregg is her name.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. I wonder if we can get her on the show.
There you go. She's
that's a great,
still with us.
That's a that's a great show, man. Have you seen the classic for us, because we were all little potheads in junior high when I started running after school, and you know you'd be sitting there watching it with your folks, and then the little kid drowns in the tub because they're all stoned on pot in the living room. Where's Robbie? Where's Robbie? Robbie? I don't know, man. Where's Robbie at?
Yeah, man, marijuana's bad news on this show.
Another marijuana-related death. Frank Gannon's got to go out and vomit. It's a classic, man.
Oh, man.
They just don't make them like that.
Stuff.
Yes, indeed. You know, that's on the YouTube was Tommy Boy. And I watched
I've never seen that. Because I never cared for either one of those guys.
Ah, man. You and the Pope,
Chris Farley wasn't really all that funny to me.
Why
don't
you get married,
David
man? Why don't you just marry the Pope, then? That's
never cared for those two guys.
Chris Farley's like comedy kryptonite to me.
He was all right in quick skits and everything. One of these days, I'll give that show a try.
But the first two-thirds of the movie's hilarious, and then like, there's a plot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like not that funny.
Oh, okay. It's when it goes downhill.
Yeah. But the building up to the plot is funny as shit, man. Fat guy in a little coat. Oops on the trolley. Fat guy in a little coat is classic, man.
I'll have to check it out.
Did you eat paint chips as a little kid? Why? He was a funny fucker, man. All right, so I ran into another of this. What? Go ahead.
I seen Wired. That's a movie I've been wanting. I seen it when it first came out. John Belushi one.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
In fact,
they were having
trouble
finding people to participate in that, I think.
Yeah, because everyone was boycotted. Danny Aykroyd was trying to put a stop to it, and Bill Murray.
Yeah. I think
Michael
I read
Chiklis,
the book.
He did it, and he got blackballed there for a while after he did it. He didn't even realize it. It was his first theatrical movie. That's all he cared about. He didn't know people were after, you know. Against it.
Yeah.
I read the bits and pieces. They had like an abridged column in the newspaper every day, you know? So I read a good deal of it, not the book, though. I like to give it another try.
Popping around on the YouTube, and have you ever heard of the Masked Marauders?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It was a gag.
Yeah.
You know, they were smoking them funny cigarettes over there at the Rolling Stone there one night.
Uh-huh.
And this guy came up with a hilarious idea for, the supergroups were a big thing at that point. Blind Faith and Cream and whatnot. And we do this one already. Let's do the Hucklebuck. and so they made this fake super group up called The Masked Marauders, and it was supposed to be like Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, who's the other? Oh, and Mick Jagger. And they made up this ridiculous review of the album. Well, they printed it, and people wanted to, like, where can we get this album, man? It sounds awesome. They didn't, apparently they didn't make the parody funny, you know, like, obvious enough. Yeah, because people fell for it. So
I heard it before.
Yeah, so they went ahead and they actually made an album by the Masked Marauders, and these guys doing imitations. And most of it's pretty sucky, but I did bring one along just as a sample.
Okay.
What we're all dealing with here.
Wait on it.
This is the guy doing it. The guy does a halfway decent Bob Dylan. Did I say Bob Dylan was in the band? Because he's the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Mainly Bob Dylan impressions. So, because the Mick Jagger guy was good, but that was a little long. But the guy doing it, John Lennon. Needs work. All right, here we go. The Masked Marauders and Cow Pie.
Not bad. I like it.
So, anyhow.
Better.
That was the
Masked Dylan. It was better than
the Masked Marauder. Yeah, they were doing Dylan. Yeah. Ford wants somebody doing Matt Dylan. actually, it wasn't bad. It was a nice little band that they got to do the
thing. I'm going to have to listen to the rest of it.
Some of them go on and on and on, incessantly repeating.
I dig it.
Yeah. I can't ever find the sound effect I want to find, man. You know?
I always get away from it.
I know. I was like, oh, I had the perfect one. Right there at the tip of my finger here. And it's not there, you bastards.
You must have a whole shitload on there.
There's a veritable shitload. A literal shitload. Literally a shitload.
There you go. For example, boner hose.
Yeah, boner hose in there somewhere. This one.
Yeah, where's your messiah now? Yeah.
Oh, man, that should be handier. For real.
I need some marijuana.
There you go.
Oh, that's an old Dennis classic.
Boyd.
Oh, here you
boner
go.
Boner hose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's yours, man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right. Look at the time, man.
What's going on?
Burning daylight over here.
Oh, 3 minutes.
Yeah. Once again, time to spin the wheel. Where's the wheel? Here it is.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I'm not even sure I'm not even sure what
I like
it is.
That. What is it?
Oh, okay.
What you got?
For like a year, my mom would. It was a school teacher, so she'd get up early. The same time I got up to go to school, right? She had to go to school, and she would have a KDKA radio on.
Yeah.
This cat, Jack Bogut, in the morning, man. When he liked a song, he would play it every fucking day. Without, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I heard this thing every blessed morning for about a year. You know him as C.W. McCall, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right.
No.
It is
not
truly 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You will fucking never get back, man. We're going to listen to the whole goddamn thing, and you're going to like it. No, you're not. It's 3 minutes, you never get back.
Pistols.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck, just sodbuster, come on there, you have 10-4 sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Ooh, yeah. Boy, that just tickles my ear when he says that.
I think you can clean that convoy off of the, off of the system there.
You think I could take that one down?
I think you might be able to take that one.
Not going to be a big demand for an encore.
Unless we blow it up Friday.
We should blow it up. It's for shipping.
Mercy Live. Good buddy.
What do we got here? I don't remember. I must have. I haven't done that show for a while, so this is bullshit source. It says, swearing like a trooper eases pain, just like pills, study shows.
Yeah.
Forget popping a pharmaceutical. Some drug. Swearing like a trooper eases your pain, a study shows. I don't know.
I'd buy that.
The S word and the F word were used by many of the subjects to good effect. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure this is a real thing.
You're getting the stress out of you.
Get away from me. Why do I copy down links like that? Probably got 10 viruses looking at that. All right. We still have something to live for. All of us over the age of 60 over here looking at us.
What's that?
The day the clown cried.
Clock
is ticking on that.
We got a date?
He said, 2013. I believe it was 10 years from 2013, so. That's got to be coming up.
Okay.
Like next year, maybe.
That's good. Is that what they said? 2013 will be 10 years?
No, in the article they don't say. They don't have the date. This is from 2015.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's still coming up. They're going to release it to the public, and we'll all be able to look at it. Point.
It's going to be a double feature with Bobo's pee tape.
No, but this really exists. That really pissed me off if that didn't exist. I bet you it does exist.
It's out there. I chose to believe it.
I believe in the Pete tape. I mean,
the
clown
had cried. I got to see exactly how bad this is.
Well, the clown had cried. Apple Cheeks is Jerry Lewis's unfinished, never released movie about a clown who lures children into the ovens at Auschwitz or somewhere during the Second World War. It's a fucked up concept. Just a bad, the Jerry Lewis Clown Concentration Camp movie. There you go.
That sums it up.
Yike. Man, from the house of bad ideas. So anyway, we'll get to that sooner or later. Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. It will not be screened until at least 2024. So, there you
go.
All We've got a couple years to go.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
I got to hang
in.
All
right. Well, we already talked about that. Okay. Let's go to the animal world over here. Ford says Jerry went from luring children into concentration camp ovens into luring them into MD telephone shows. You'll never walk alone. Alright, this guy in California called a reptile expert because he found a snake in his couch. Where did this fucking snake come from, man? He's got a 7-foot-long Vietnamese blue beauty rat snake in his couch cushions, man.
Jesus Christ.
The guy removed it. And they said the snake has a respiratory infection, which they're treating it for, and they're going to try to find its owners. But how does it get in your house? That's my question.
Exactly.
Fuck.
it's got to be easy for a snake to get in the house. Not any little kind of hole in those things. You'd slime right in.
Yeah. 7-foot snake, though? You'd think you'd notice that before it got under your couch cushion.
Made a home out of the couch.
Jeez.
I mean, you're sitting there on television and there's this movement on your ass.
Ew.
You get up and you see him curling around inside the cushion.
I told you that when my number two son, this house he used to live in, he's sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden a raccoon fell through the ceiling.
A raccoon hit you?
Yeah, and he's looking, he's like, holy shit, there's a raccoon, and the raccoon's like, holy shit, I just fell through the ceiling. And then he ran off. Fucking raccoons, man. Alright. Not good in your house.
No,
bad thing to have raccoons in your crib, man. They ended up chewing the wiring and burnt the place down.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. For real, man.
So there's little bastards, too.
Burnt the whole place down. All right, so what do we got here? A wayward seal in Southampton. Southampton is Long Island, town of Long Island.
Okay.
And a seal was captured who was roaming in the parking lot of a beverage store. I don't know if he was looking to buy a pint or he just got lost. But,
a fucking seal.
Yeah, so they captured him and put him back in the ocean.
You just throw a beach ball at him.
I think he's looking for one of his horns to honk. Yeah. He was always he was heading toward the Budget Host Inn when the police arrived. So,
Shag.
Yeah.
Look at seal. All
right, when we got a swimmer. this again, we're verbal, not visual. This picture is the hilarious part. I should have put it in the slideshow. A stranded bull hoisted from a backyard swimming pool in Britain. And I don't know how I didn't know they had, like, cattle in Britain, really. How they have room for cattle.
There's
anyway, they're hoisting this
pull up. And he just looks like, oh, jeez. This is humiliating. He's got the straps on him. He's kind of, Bob Dole.
Pull him out of the pool.
Yeah, took a wrong step into the drink. Good luck. I hope good luck to him. I hope he didn't get sent to the slaughterhouse. I hope he got sent to the farm up north. And here we go. A possum. Possum in the news.
Okay.
An Australian scuba instructor spotted a possum clinging to a buoy near a pier. And this, of course, is not the American opossum marsupial. This is its cousin, the Australian possum marsupial.
Okay.
And somehow he got stranded out in the middle of the drink, and they rescued him successfully.
How the fuck did that happen?
Who knows?
Get
man.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah. Shanghai? I don't know.
Okay. Sounds like it.
The wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that picture, man, of the Bugs Bunny and that.
That was funny. That was
Star
a good
Trek,
one.
Yeah.
Alrighty. All right, well, here we go, man. It's time.
Okay.
World records, ladies and gentlemen. An Indian ultra runner breaks a world record for a golden quadrilateral run. Ha!
The fuck is that?
I was going to say, you're probably going to ask, what the fuck is a golden quadrilateral run? 3,792 miles.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a longie. Finished
Christ.
It in 110 days, 23 hours, and 24 minutes. And then he said, give me fucking beer, now!
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, good luck to him,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Sophia Khan. Oh, it's a girl. Sophia Khan.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
She's got some firm thighs.
I'm sure she does. Indian chicks are sweet.
Sexy. Sexist thing to say. All right, a boxing coach holds pads for 500 rounds. You know, the coach, you know, they hit the pads.
Yeah.
He's got the pads on it. Boom, 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 bada, boom, boom. World record. British boxing coach, 500 consecutive rounds, which took more than 34 hours. Mark Bebbington.
Thank God.
Norwich, England. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. There you go.
But your palms were stinging.
Sure.
This is something I didn't know about. I had to look it up, man. A Scottish conservation group built the world's largest insect hotel.
Insect hotel?
That's what I said. Insect hotel? What the hell are you talking about? But I guess out in the places where they're keeping an eye on nature and whatnot, they put up these preserves so that insects will flourish and do their thing for the biodiversity of the ecosystem over there.
Oh, that's nice. The Scots, they're always doing nice things.
I know. I've probably walked past these things because I looked at some pictures. I looked it up, you know. Oh, yeah, I think I've seen those things, man. They just put different wood and clay pipes and
there you go.
Bark and whatever.
Little heart-shaped beds.
Bamboo cane neon signs that say, sleep here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, masonry bricks. It's nice.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the bugs
make. Little tiki torches.
Tiki torches, yep,
like
yep. You got to. I mean, it's an insect hotel. All right. Here's one. We're going back to Ohio. Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, we're almost to the end of the music. Where's the one? Oh, where's the one? Yeah. Here it is. I should use this one more often. Yeah. Okay.
All right. That means
world's
business.
World's longest wooden roller coaster has broken its own record by adding 2 feet. Kings Island Amusement Park in Mason, Ohio, the Beast was the longest wooden roller coaster.
This is ringing bells. I think we did this one. That's ringing bells.
Did we do this one?
I'm sure.
No, it added 2 feet,
though. Oh, it added 2 feet. There you go.
They added 2 feet. Now it's 7,361 feet. See?
This thing's going to burn down. You know that. Something's going to spark something. This is a fire waiting to happen.
Well, you could be right. This one doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how this is a record. A Japanese company's penguin robot jumps rope 170 times in 1 minute. It's the record. It's the record for how many times a robot can jump rope in a minute. What?
See, that, so, now we even have robots breaking our records. That's how lazy we've become.
Well, except for some of us, and you know who I'm talking about over
here.
Hell
yeah. What's he up to?
Yeah.
Batches. We ain't got no batches. We don't need no batches. I don't have to show you any stinking batches.
There you go.
An Idaho man.
Yeah.
Recaptured his thumbtack world record on the Tamron Hall show.
Thumbtack.
Syndicated talk, afternoon talk, gab fest. But he's a little nervous, man, doing it on TV and all. And what he does is inserts thumbtacks into a cork board. See how many can do in 1 minute. So he got 100.
That's an exciting show.
Woo, it finished very high in the ratings, I'm sure. But he had the record at 133, and then somebody beat it with 140. So he said, and like he usually does, he comes back from the top rope.
Oh, so, yeah.
180 thumbtacks. Take that, bub.
All right.
So congratulations.
Great day, Dave.
David Rush. STEM education, which is, of course, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. We salute you and everybody that looks like you.
There you go.
And your mother.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
When I was a boy, they chased me around, throw insults and words, trying to make me their clown. So I stood and I fought, took every punch they could throw, ripped the books from my hand, pushed my face in the snow. I kicked and I scrapped till my knuckles got raw. Their hatred of me, I never could fall. Their fear of my faith and my immigrant past made me loathe who I was in the role I was cast. Now I'm tougher than the rest. You wanna come at me? Better give it your best. Your best. I endured this for years, and it never ran dry. So I changed who I was, learned how.
today. Ducked out of the way and disguised my true self. Yeah, I packed up my past, hid it up on a shelf. I built up a shell that hardened like steel to protect me from harm, not allow me to feel. But that armor and shield, although it did glow, caused a hatred of self to fester and grow. Am I tougher than the rest? You wanna come at me? Better give it your best. You better give it your best. For years I would blend and never admit. So I'd hear all the venom at my tribe they would spit. I'd pretend not to notice what I couldn't abide. Beneath my false strength was a weakling inside. Now I know a deep truth. Took me decades to learn. Love of myself was the hardest to earn. Though I've come to some peace, I still give a damn. Will my toughness allow me to accept who I am? Will my toughness allow me to accept who I am?
Enlightening.
Yeah, what's that?
Jake said it was cool. I think it was.
Yeah. I was digging the music in that.
Yeah. That sounded like an old blues rock late 60s band type shit.
Exactly.
With the organ and the slide guitar and whatnot. That was nice.
Right.
I wonder, I gotta check out who the band is, man.
Yeah, Wiki that
bad. The chat, but man makes it. So I get this call tonight, or on a message machine there. Message machine, not a machine. Voicemail. But you know what? The Pope actually does have a fucking answering machine.
Does he really?
He does not have voicemail.
Shit.
It's like, dude.
No shit.
I'm sure it's like free. No, not. He's like, he's only like three or four years older than me, but he's like 20 years older than me. You know, he's like an old. He's like, oh no, they don't offer that on the telephone. My God. Anyhow, I get this message, and this lady wants to hook me up with a wedding. Nice, right?
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's why I don't like to do out-of-town gigs. Like, I went to Cleveland there last week. Do you come to, like,
you know, I don't know what it is. Fun Fuck Ohio. Oh, boy. 2.5 hours drive to Fun Fuck. No, I don't think so.
So you passed on it?
Well, I'll call her tomorrow. But it's like, I ain't driving that far for a gig.
Oh, okay. It was just a voice message. You weren't talking to her yet. Okay.
Yeah. I got the gist of it. It was, you know, Gallipolis, Ohio, and...
Galileus, thank you, but I got to pass on that one.
Yeah. I know a dude up in Cleveland I could recommend, but...
Oh, there you go.
So, send her that way. I got a nice nod. A guy asked me if I could do a gig, and I says no. And then he says, oh, I got these other two. I says, yeah, I could do those. And he says, oh, yeah, thanks for... I recommended him to another booker.
Okay.
Because I couldn't take the job. And I said, well, there's a guy in your area that you might want to look up. So that was
good
nice.
You guys do that, yeah.
As I said, man, we're all in this together, babe. You know.
Exactly. So those guys send it your way as well.
Well, that's why I did that. You know, he's done me solid. So, it's like, well, got to send it back, man. Gotta treat your brothers right. Oh, man. I'm not going to talk to all the people. That's bad.
Now we're curious. We got to hear it.
No, No. No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. But what I will do is, since GT's gone anyways, you know. Got me a yodel here. Man, the yodels, it's weird about the yodels, man. What is this one? Shoot, man. Let me put on some yodel background music here for a second.
Yodel background music.
Yeah, I got yodel background music. What do you think? I don't got yodel background music over here? I like this one, man. You know what I mean? Gotta check out the other one here. Oh, yeah! I did have a Gene Autry on deck.
Yeah.
But then this one called, what is it called? Laugh Yodel? The Laughing Yodel?
Can we do the Laughing Yodel? I know we've done the Laughing Song.
But it was, that was a different one. That was psychotic, man. Yeah, that was weirdo. This is called Laugh Yodelers. Laugh Yodelers.
Okay.
Shorty. We don't have to rush. We're in no rush for this one, but, here we go.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodeling time!
Da kämen's aus der Stadt, aufs Land zu uns rausfahren, dann reden's groß daher, dabei verstehen sein Schmarrn, habt's mir doch gern.
Herr Landschaftsrat, fahren Sie nach Unterstinkenbrunn?
Ja, freilich.
Kann ich da mitfahren?
Muss das sein?
Muss sein, mein Lieber.
Schön ist auf dem Land, es duftet süß in Wald und Flur. Herrlich ist die Ruhe hier am Busen der Natur. Immer gibt es frische Milch, denn die kommt von der Kuh. Die Kaffeebohnen gibt der Bock dazu. Und wenn es auch den Bauern nicht erfreut, in der Stadt weiß man Bescheid. Holleré, ohé, ohé, di. Holleré, ohé, ohé, di. Holladadidudu. Schön ist auf dem Land und auf der Alm gibt's keine Sünd. Keinen gibt's, der irgendwas Verbotenes beginnt. Weil die blonden Förster nachts im Wald auf Wache stehen. Das kann man in den Heimatfilmen sehen. Und wenn es auch den Bauern nicht erfreut, in der Stadt weiß man Bescheid.
Okay. So the Laugh Yodel. I like that. They always sound like they're having a good time.
Well, they were in that one, man. That was I think that was a clip from a movie or something, man. Ford said there was a fire at a yodeling school. Everybody was supposed to exit in an orderly fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Good one, sir.
I like it.
Nasty. Clock is running down here on the wall over there. All that kind of dribble. Man, like nails going up a chalkboard when some asshole yells in my face, what is going on? What's going on?
What's going on? You still hearing that? That was from a show or something, what?
Every one of these damn young podcast guys doing the sports shit. What is going on? The one guy thinks he's really cool. He goes, what is going on? I'm the host with the most. Yeah, no, you're not. No, you're not. Hell in a handbasket is where we're at. Society is nothing left. Nothing left. Look backward. Watch things in black and white. Listen to scratchy old 78 records.
Watch some Dragnet.
Watch Dragnet.
That's it. I'm thinking of getting into Police Story next, but it starts at season 3. I think it might only be season 3 I get. I don't know.
Huh. That was like an anthology, wasn't it? They had a different dude every week.
Yeah. Different characters and whatnot, as I remember it.
I think Lloyd Bridges did a couple of those.
Yeah.
Lloyd Bridges.
And that football player, what the hell was his name?
Rosie Greer?
No, the white guy. I completely forget his name. Meredith, something?
Oh, Don Meredith?
Don Meredith, that's it, yeah.
Andy Don? Stick a fork in this game, it's over. Or it's done, that was it. It's the first one I ever heard use that expression. Stick a fork in this game, it's done.
Because I remember one show when he idolized the bad guy. The bad guy was very clever or something like that, and he idolized it. He got a big kick out of it. And the show ended with the guy accidentally killing somebody.
They made some good shows in the 70s, man, the cop shows.
I watched some of the 70s chicks. I love 70s chicks.
Oh, yeah. I like the 60s women.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Gotta get that hot pants.
That's why I like those westerns, man. Stick a fork in this show, it's done. You got that right, Jack. Yeah, I like that's why I like the old westerns, man. They got the bar maids with their breasticles presented in pleasing fashion.
Titty
nice
man. The Commodore is a titty man.
I like it all. I like the soft and the smells nice and has a high voice. You know, okay. All good. Well.
I got you.
Go. All right, here we go. Pick a fork in us. We are done. Yeah. I hope everybody enjoyed it, man. It was fun for me. I'm ready to go to bed, man.
Here's some good stuff.
Beat. Listen, that was your shit, man, I think, tonight.
Yeah.
The Gumby Spatial. What we got,
I was
man?
Bored one night. Very bored one night.
Yeah, well, it showed.
What are...
Oh, yeah. They didn't say it yet.
Yeah, I jumped the gun.
This is cool. All right. Molson Canadian. That was a goodie. All right, man. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Possums.
Thanks for coming. And I'll put two Batmans in there for you.
Thank you.
Two Batmans.
I'm working. I'll be in there soon. I'll figure something out.
Gumby. There you go.
Gumby's coming home. I'll be home somehow.
All right, man. I got nothing else to add. You got anything else to add?
Nah, nothing going on.
I know, man. Like, we're just growing older and slower and...
Damn sketchy.
Sad. Just a sad tragedy. But on the upside, we'll be back Friday.
There you go.
Drive safely, everyone. And don't sweat the small shit. How about that?
Exactly.
That's a good one. Don't sweat the small stuff.
And stay alive till you see the clown that cries.
Yeah.
Something
energize! Oh, no. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. And energize.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again.
Missed it by that much. Where's the missed it by that much guy?
Missed it by that much.
There he is.
Funnier when he says it, man. Apparently. I was listening to something. Oh, buzzing past the Donna Reed show. For some reason, that's hypnotic.
Yeah?
It's in the later seasons. And it's just really not funny. It's kind of weird, and I appreciate some of the writing,
uh-huh.
But the laugh track is just
My God.
Uh-huh.
They're rolling for everything anyone says. There's at least a... Okay.
That's horrible,
and then of course, the outright prolonged laughter at the big line. Man.
I remember seeing a couple of episodes, not much.
That's a weird show, man.
I always thought the laugh track in Two and a Half Men was horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it was
I never
a funny
noticed,
show.
I
didn't need it. Yeah.
I didn't notice the Seinfeld laugh track until Mr. Science pointed it out. He's like, I can't watch that goddamn
laugh
track.
Now it bothers you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was the same way with Two and a Half Men. I had a hard time watching it. The laugh track really got on my nerves.
They
got to take it easy on those things.
Yeah, I don't think they use
it
anymore.
I agree they need it a lot of times.
Well, funny's funny. Not funny. But, you know, not everybody agrees. You don't think Chris Farley's funny?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind, obviously. But, you know, hey.
Obviously.
That shit happens. But, yeah, man. Might not be your cup of tea. But I'm going to go cough some more.
Yeah, huh? Get some sleep.
And get some sleep.
There you
All
go.
Right, man.
I got to shave my head.
Friday, what do you say? What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
All right, man.
Rock on. Awesome.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.